It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight here on WCDO as Rivalry Week continues here on the hardwood. We've had one great game already this week and many more to come as we come to you live from Sydney High School tonight. It's the epic battle between the Sydney boys and the Unitigo boys. Folks, you can throw the records out when these two teams get together. It is just a long, hard-fought battle and a lot at stake here tonight, even though sometimes you can throw out the records. Sydney's in the top four. They're currently holding that fourth spot for the MAC playoffs. They're trying to hold on to it. Unitigo is trying to fight their way in as they are right in the middle of the pack there that's all jammed up in the boys' MAC standing. So set to be a great one here tonight and a lot more to talk about as well. Welcome into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs as well as daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Let's quickly sneak in our Section 4 disclaimer that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Let's take a rewind here for a second. Go back to last night. We were at Gilbert's Fillmount Upton, and Franklin's Derek Beers dropped 37 points on GMU. He had 25 at the half. Both teams played extremely well. Franklin came out with a 72-62 win, and just a fantastic game. 23-pointers were hit by the two teams combined, 11 alone in the first half. It was just absolutely like an Old West shootout between the two teams, especially in the first quarter, where it was just back and forth, back and forth. Beers would hit a three, GMU would come down and hit a three, Franklin back the other way. It was a great way to start our week, and let's get through the rest of this week here, and we'll tell you what we're up to. Tonight, of course, Sydney boys taking on Unitigo. Tomorrow, it's the girls, same time, same channel, right here at Sydney. Sydney girls hosting Unitigo. We fast forward to Friday. The Sydney boys are down at BG at 7:15, and on Saturday, I think that's the one I might be looking forward to the most, is the Sydney girls taking on Bob Conway and the BG Lady Bobcats at 4:45 on Saturday afternoon. So mark the calendar for that one. Set to be a great matchup as in the girls' top four. BG's in fourth, Sydney's in second. There's a lot of basketball left to be played. Delhi and Green are also still in there on the girls' side, and they've yet to play each other. So there's still a lot of matchups that are being decided out there to see who will make it into the top four in both the boys and the girls. Set to be a great one here tonight between the Unitigo boys and the Sydney boys. On paper, I think a lot of people would assume that the Sydney boys are the odds-on favorite, but we've seen both these teams play this year. They're both extremely streaky teams. Both can shoot the ball well. And I'm wondering tonight, can Sydney stop Unitigo's Derek Beams down low? Beams is 6'6". We know he can get the ball on the low block, turn around, throw it down with two hands. He's extremely athletic. He can go outside the three-point line. He can shoot there, and he's going to play college basketball as well next year. So we know he's a guy who's worked extremely hard improving from his junior to senior year, and it's paid off. On the other side, if you're Unitigo, can you stop the guard play of Sydney? They are absolutely loaded with guards who have taken the extra time, played AAU together, and they can run the floor with the best of them. So if Sydney can get that going and shoot from the outside like we know they can, that could be a very dangerous matchup here tonight, because I'm not sure if Unitigo has the guards to play with Sydney or not. But again, Unitigo has some size, not only with Beams, as well as Dean Reed down low. But the guard play for Unitigo, it's not like it's bad. I don't mean it to sound that way. Braden Beadle, Jared Smith, they are very talented guards. It's just that Sydney can go 9-10 deep and really bring some quality guards off the bench. We'll also have updates for you tonight from another huge girls game that's going on tonight over in South Courtright. As South Courtright, the Lady Rams are the second-ranked team in New York State this season. They are taking on number one in Class C, Cooperstown. It's a rematch. Cooperstown won earlier this season up in Cooperstown. Tonight's at South Courtright. Of course, South Courtright beating them last year, so this is kind of the grudge match between those two teams. That gym is absolutely sold out tonight, folks. You can't get a seat. So we're going to get you some updates out of that one as well, because a lot of people I know will be asking me what the score is, halftime, the final, because a lot of people are very, very curious as to how that one will go for two teams that were in the state finals last year in Class C and D for the girls. So a lot of great basketball going on here tonight. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with the tip-off. We'll pause for the national anthem. Unitigo boys on the road taking on Sydney tonight. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 or visit online at ChambersOHara.com.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Del High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks, as we get you set for the start of this Unitigo Boys on the Road, this contest against the Sydney Warriors. It's a packed house here tonight at Sydney Central School, and the student sections are going to be having a blast here tonight. First, the starting lineup for Unitigo and head coach Cal Locke. A junior, number 1, Zachary Youngs. A junior, number 10, Jared Smith. A sophomore, number 20, Dean Reed. A senior, number 22, Braden Beadle. And a senior, number 32, the big man, standing 6'6", Derek Beams. Down low here for Unitigo. On the other side for Sydney and longtime head coach Mike Frazee. A junior, number 11, Trevor Dutton. A junior, number 12, Alex Hoskins. A junior, number 14, Kyle Smith. A senior, number 21, Zach Green. And a junior, number 33, Colin Carl. So Sydney's in the home white uniforms tonight with the maroon trim. Says Sydney in maroon lettering across the front of the uniform there. Unitigo is in the dark green uniforms, kind of a hunter green, with the white trim. Says Unitigo in white lettering across the front of the chest there. Unitigo will go left to right on your radio dial to start things off. Sydney will go right to left. So again, Unitigo left to right and Sydney right to left as we get set. As again, I expect a great battle between the two student sections here tonight as well. They are both on their feet and standing. Great atmosphere for high school hoops as Beams will jump it up here for Unitigo, and the very, very athletic Alex Hoskins will jump it up for Sydney. Here we go. Beams wins the opening tip, and Unitigo will have it as they go left to right, and it looks like the signature man-to-man for Sydney. Chance of defense from the student section to get things going. Zach Young's dribble drive lost it as he slipped on the floor. The ball slices out of bounds, and Sydney will get it for their first possession of the evening. We're 15 seconds in. We're scoreless between Sydney and Unitigo. Looks like maybe a little 1-3-1 here for Unitigo to start things off. Trying to throw some different curveballs at this Sydney offense. At the top of the key, here is Kyle Smith. Back for Trevor Dutton as they work it around the top of this 1-3-1 zone. Back for Dutton. Long three, left side, no good. The rebound here for Sydney. Up off the glass for Zach Green. No good. A rebound comes down. Let's see what the call is here. This is going to be a foul against Sydney. That will be on Alex Hoskins as he was trying to box out Derek Beams. Is whistled for the foul. And so Unitiga will get the ball back. We're scoreless, and Sydney puts on the full-court press. Now they'll back it off, looking like a half-court trap situation. Unitigo easily gets around it. Beams passes into the corner here for Braden Beadle down the baseline, but he stepped out. Got that pinky toe right there on the maroon baseline, and the ball goes back to Sydney. Both teams settling in to start things off here. 7:10 to go first quarter, scoreless between Sydney and Unitigo. And this is Sydney bringing the ball down the floor with Kyle Smith. Gets past half court, squeezes his way through a trap, and will have a foul against Unitigo. That's Braden Beadle for a block. So Cal Locke, I like this, head coach here for Unitigo with the 1-3-1, and it always seems to take a team a while to figure out a 1-3-1. It just seems to be that's the way it is. The Warriors get it in. Let's see if they can figure out this defense more quickly than I give them credit for. Here's Zach Green to the right side as Sydney goes right to left, and a backcourt violation as Green had just slipped out of his hands, rolled across the big Sydney S and across the timeline, so possession back to Unitigo. 6:53 to go, first quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. As they get the ball in, and Jared Smith goes up for the jumper, he's fouled. Again, our web stream tonight, WCDOsports.com, brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. At SFCU, it's all about you. So the foul was on the floor. Unitigo has it. Again, going left to right, they'll get it on the baseline. Left side here for Braden Beadle. Quick move to the bucket. Up and under, it won't go. Rebound for Sydney and Alex Hoskins. Down the floor they come. Here is Zach Green into the paint. Back out for Hoskins. Top of the key. Safely into the hands now of Kyle Smith, the point guard. Front of the Sydney student section, right side. Bouncing into the corner for Trevor Dutton. Down low on the baseline, and Hoskins dribbled it off his foot out of play. And the nerves showing a little bit here for both sides as that's another turnover for Sydney. The ball back to Unitigo. 6:25 to go first quarter, and we're still scoreless. And Unitigo looking to break the press. Here Beams, the big man. What a luxury to have as he brings it up the floor. Goes for the layup, can't get it to go. Dean Reed for Unitigo. The rebound, and he puts it home. Dean Reed cleaning up the mess there from Derek Beams. And it's a 2-0 lead for Unitigo. And here is Kyle Smith over the timeline. Smith into the corner for Trevor Dutton as again they reverse it around the top of this zone. They get it to the high post. Now back outside for Smith. Across for Zach Green. Green to the top of the key. Zips it over for Dutton. Quick 15-footer off the back rim. No good. Ball out of bounds. Both teams wrestling and scrambling. They'll say it was last touched by Unitigo and will stay with the white and maroon of Sydney. 5:48 to go first quarter. 2-0 lead for Unitigo on the road over the Sydney boys. In for Trevor Dutton and into the corner. Dutton holding on to it now. Back up to the top of the key here. And back to the high post. Sydney with the ball. Out for Dutton again. 10-footer. Can't get it to go. Colin Carl the rebound. His layup won't go. Another one and he's fouled. Colin Carl standing 6'1" with two quick rebounds. He couldn't get either layup to go as Sydney is still looking for their first points. But he'll go to the charity stripe. 5.5 to go first quarter. Unitigo boys on top of Sydney, 2-0. And Colin Carl to the line for Sydney. First shot is up and good. Nothing but net for Colin Carl. That cuts it to 2-1. Again, 5.5 to go, first quarter. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO. Rivalry week continues. Second shot for Carl, no good. Ball loose on the rebound. Now it's knifed out of bounds and will stay with Sydney. That was a great play by Kyle Smith. Leaping through the air, he threw it off a Unitigo defender over the line, so it stays with the Warriors. And this is Kyle Smith again, looking to inbound, finds Zach Green, a corner three, too hard, no good. Dutton cleans up the mess. He goes up, and his jumper won't go from 5 feet. And Beams a rebound for Unitigo. The big man walks it up the floor, not afraid to hold onto the ball. A little dish off here for Smith. His jumper is short, and Hoskins with the rebound for Sydney, and the Warriors are off and running. Down the right side, up off the glass, too hard, rebound for Beams, and a foul here on Sydney. And this is what we talked about in our pregame show, brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara. Can Sydney keep Beams off the glass? He's a force to be reckoned with. And they foul him here. So here's the team foul situation. 3 on Sydney, 2 on Unitigo in the early going, with 5 minutes to go first quarter. Unitigo to the left side, a long pass ahead for Dean Reed. Pump fakes on a pass, throws up the shot, no good, and Hoskins, another rebound for Sydney. Warriors again off and running to the left side as they go right to left. They pass it down low, left block, Colin Carl, reverse layup, no good, and guess who? Derek Beams picks up the loose change. beams ahead, finds Beetle down low, and his layup won't go. It's like there's a lid on the rim on both sides. Sydney back the other way, and here's a pull-up jumper for the Warriors. It's good. From the foul line, that's Kyle Smith with the deuce, and it's 3-2. Sydney on top of Unitigo. Beetle in transition, trying to go coast-to-coast, and he's fouled as he gets into the paint. 4:24 to go in the first quarter, and Braden Beetle will go to the line. Another reminder, folks, that Rivalry Week this week is brought to you by RC Sales and Service with 24-hour towing and quality auto repairs. Ralph is also RecMaster certified, so if you need a tow, you know where to go. RC Sales and Service, Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla, 563-9299. Braden Beetle to the line, missing the first shot, second one coming here for Beetle. Very quick guard here for Unitigo. A lot of fun to watch. Beetle's second shot is good. So Beetle puts home one of two, and we're tied up at three with 4:20 to go in the first quarter. Sydney with the ball. Kyle Smith to the left side as the Warriors go right to left to the high post. Another kick out over for Ethan Finch, who's into the game for Sydney. Splash from downtown. There it is. Ethan Finch, the sophomore, who is very dynamic as the Sydney sixth man, puts it home at 6-3. Sydney on top of Unitigo. Here's Beetle to half court for Jared Smith. Steps in, pulls up, jumper is short. Dean Reed, the rebound, and he can't get his left-handed layup to go. A couple of missed opportunities for the Spartans as they couldn't get it to go. And here is Sydney back with the ball. Dutton, left side three, too strong. Rebound is punched out of bounds, but will stay with Sydney. As that was Beams battling Hoskins for it. And now let's see. No, not going to be a timeout. We actually have an injury on the floor here for Dean Reed, so they're going to have to quickly get him a substitution. Looks like he has a cut on the face, so he's going to go to the bench. They'll substitute in, and Cooper Thayer will come in here for Unitigo. We'll hope the best there for Dean Reed. It looks like he's just going to be able to get cleaned up to come back in. And Sydney will get it in the meantime here on the baseline left side. Turnaround up and in. Acrobatic shot for Kyle Smith. On the reverse layup, and it's 8-3. Sydney on top of Unitigo with 3:25 to go in the first quarter. Here's Beams to half court as Unitigo goes left to right. Into the corner now for Cooper Thayer. Thayer has it for Jared Smith with 20 on the shot clock. Smith pulls it out, puts on the brakes, and out to the left side sets up the offense. Back for Beams. Thought about a three. Instead, he'll pump fake. Back out for Thayer. Long three. Got it. Cooper Thayer. Fresh into the game, and the sophomore buries one from downtown. It's 8-6. Sydney on top. And here is Sydney with the ball, and Kyle Smith to the left side for Trevor Dutton. Now to the high post for Hoskins as they work it around. Back out for Smith for Sydney. Long shot, no good. And a rebound here for Unitigo. Ahead for Braden Beetle. Too quick for his own good there as he falls down, and that will have a foul. Beetle was just able to dish that off and get it to Zachary Youngs. Youngs was fouled, and Zach Green will be the recipient of that foul there for Sydney. So that's going to be the fifth team foul on the Warriors, only two on Unitigo. And so this is going to send Zach Youngs to the line for the Spartans with 2:43 to go in the first. First one is up and good for Zach Youngs. Back to a one-point game. The Warriors on top with 2:43 to go first quarter. Second one coming for the junior for Unitigo. This one is too strong. Too much mustard on that one. And Sydney picks up the basketball off the rebound. Finch gets it into the front court and leaves one back off for Kyle Smith. Back for Finch. Corner three. It's short. Hoskins skies for a rebound. Back for Kyle Smith. Up and in. A great dish from Hoskins to Kyle Smith. And Unitigo leads 10-7. Excuse me. Sydney leads Unitigo 10-7. Excuse me there, folks. Unitigo brings it back down the floor. It's quickly tipped out of bounds there, but will remain with the Spartans. They will inbound directly in front of the Sydney bench. Unitigo trailing by three. Now they find Beams on the right side, still looking for his first points of the evening. He's stripped there by Ethan Finch. And a tough call there if you're a Sydney fan, as it looked like a very clean steal for Ethan Finch from Derek Beams, but they whistle him for the reach. 2:14 to go first quarter. It's Sydney 10, Unitigo 7. Boys MAC action here tonight. And so Unitigo will get it in. They find Braden Beetle to set up the offense. Beetle wants to take it right to the tin. Kicks out for Jared Smith. Right side baseline. His shot is off the mark. and a rebound for Sydney with 2 minutes to go in the first frame. Here's Finch down the floor. They'll say he traveled. He tried to put on the brakes. Looked like he was thinking about one pass, changed his mind, and whistled for the travel. And so Zach Carey is going to check into the game here for Zach Youngs for Unitigo. So head coach Cal Locke not afraid to use some of his bench here for the Spartans in the early going. 1:55 to go first quarter. It's 10-7. Sydney on top of Unitigo here live tonight from Sydney High School. Up and under for Braden Beadle. No good. Beams is there to put it home. Beams, right place, right time. The old tip drill puts it in. It's 10-9. Sydney on top with 1:40 to go first quarter. Into the corner for Ethan Finch. Finch, little give and go, gets it back, passes down low for Trevor Dutton. Up and in. No, deflected away there by Beams. Dutton gets his own rebound, though, and passes out. Now a pull-up jumper for the Warriors. It's good for Zach Green. Green with the shot from the right elbow gives Sydney a 12-9 lead with 1:15 to go first quarter. A pass ahead through the Sydney press. It's taken away by the Warriors. Here's Dutton all the way to the bucket. He puts it in. No, it's going to be a charge. Great hustle back there from Sydney. And Trevor Dutton had his head down, was going to the basket, and Jared Smith for Unitigo planted his feet in the soil and sacrificed the body and took the charge. Absolutely wonderful right there. 1:10 to go in the first quarter. Always great to see a guy take a charge. It's just such a hard thing to do. So 12-9. Unitigo trailing Sydney. Here's Braden Beadle for three. He got it. Beadle from downtown ties it up. And Beadle has 4 points. 12-12 with 55 seconds to go first quarter. Into the corner now for Dawson Backus. Backus can get hot from three. Throws one up and can't get the roll. Beams, a rebound. Long outlet pass ahead, but the baseball-style pass is too far in front of Braden Beadle. Rolls out of bounds on the far end of the floor and goes right back here to Sydney. So Dawson Backus is into the game, and he can get hot. He's had a couple of games this year where he's hit 4 and 5 3-pointers, so Unitigo will have to keep an eye on him. 35 seconds to go, first quarter. We're tied at 12. Sydney, a pull-up jumper, left side, no good there from Kyle Smith. A rebound for Unitigo. And Jared Smith going left to right will bring it up here for the Spartans. To the right side. Smith setting up the offense. Sydney still in the man-to-man. Back for Smith. Thought about a three. Instead, takes it to the paint. Off the glass with the kiss. No good. His own rebound. Up and in. Very nice play there for Jared Smith. He puts it home, and Unitigo leads 14-12. 5 seconds to go, first quarter. Sydney looking for a shot. Here's Backus, and he travels. Dawson Backus again shuffled his feet. So Unitigo with a 2-point lead. We'll have one final shot at it here. Let's see if they can get maybe the ball to half court to chuck one up. They'll go to Beadle. Gets into the front court. Can he get a shot off? No. Couldn't get a hold of the ball in time to chuck one up. And that's the end of the first quarter. Unitigo weathering the storm. And it's 14-12. The Spartans on top of the Warriors. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lull on CDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-through open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the second quarter here on CDO. 14-12 is the score. The Unitigo boys on top of Sydney here on the road in a great Mac boys matchup tonight. Here is Sydney with the ball going right to left. They're in the home white uniforms, the maroon trim. Unitigo's in the dark hunter green with the white trim. Sydney with the ball, 20 on the shot clock to the high post pull-up jumper for Sydney's. Kyle Smith is no good, and a rebound here for the Spartans. Dean Reed back into the game. Actually had a little nosebleed there. That's why he was out of the contest, but he's back in now. Good to see him back out there. Spartans with the ball going left to right. Here's Beams. Stolen away and out of bounds, though. What kind of a bang-bang play. Hoskins stole it from Beams. They both went diving out of bounds. They'll say it was the last touch by Unitigo. And so Sydney will get the ball back. What a matchup between Hoskins and Beams. Two very athletic guys getting after it. To the right side here for Zach Green. Back up top here for Kyle Smith. Back to Green. He wants a three. Left side off the mark. Rebound for Hoskins. Up and in. Hoskins just absolutely jumped out of the gym for that rebound and put it home. We're tied at 14. Cooper Thayer down the left side, a little behind the back dribble. Gets down low, can't get the left-handed layup to go. Did everything but put it home, and Sydney finds the loose basketball. Back down the floor for Hoskins. Stops, holds on, back for Ethan Finch. For Hoskins in the corner. Skips up top and down low here for Dawson Backus. Unitigo looks like still kind of roughly in that 1-3-1. Up off the glass, no good there for Hoskins, and a rebound for Unitigo. We're going to look at that defense the next time down. Here is Beams to the right side. As Unitigo goes left to right, we're tied at 14. 6:25 to go, second quarter here from Sydney High School. In the corner now for Dean Reed. He's trapped there, and they'll say he stepped on the end line and out of bounds, and so Sydney will get it back. Second time that's happened here tonight. Sydney will bring it back down the floor. Going right to left. Yes, it's a kind of high 1-3-1 that Unitigo is playing, and they'll get a steal off it here. Braden Beadle, no one's going to catch him, up and in. And Beadle has a game-high 6 points. He's tied with Sydney's Kyle Smith in that category. 2 minutes into the second quarter, it's 16-14. Unitigo on top, maybe looking for the upset here tonight against Sydney. Dawson Backus for three, left side, and it'll roll out of bounds off the rebound and will stay. And excuse me, we'll go back to Unitigo. So 5:52 to go, second quarter. Unitigo going left to right. They lead by two. Great contest so far here tonight on CDO. Here's Cooper Thayer. Down low for Dean Reed. Up and in. Dean Reed for two. And the great dish there from Cooper Thayer. And it's 18-14. Unitigo with their biggest lead of the game with 5.5 to go, second quarter. Here's Backus in front of the Unitigo bench. Now shoots one to the high post. Here for Alex Hoskins, back for Zach Green. A kick out for Kyle Smith. Three ball, the trifecta's no good. Rebound for Ethan Finch. He goes up, makes it, and he's fouled. Ethan Finch doing the work of a man down low, and he's going for the old-fashioned three-point play. 18-16 the score, with 5:19 to go in the second quarter. Finch is going to go to the line, and Unitigo gets some subs. Beams is going to get a quick break. Zach Youngs will come in. And so Unitigo out there with Carey, as well as Beadle, Smith, Reed, and Youngs at the moment. And Sydney gets the three-point play. It's up and good there for Ethan Finch, so he's got six. And Sydney's head coach Mike Brzee will take a timeout. Unitigo 18, Sydney 17 with 5:19 to go in the second quarter. I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Your friends from RC Sales and Service proudly support local sports on WCDO. Good luck to area basketball teams, including the BG Girls JV team and Marissa Cuzzo. RC Sales and Service is on Route 7 in Sydney toward Unadilla. Along with Expert Auto Repair, they're the number one choice for 24-hour towing and wrecker service. Only the very best equipment, and Ralph is Wreckmaster certified. So if you're in a ditch, hit a deer, in an auto accident, or broken down on the side of the road, request the friendliest and most reliable towing service around. RC Sales and Service, Route 7 in Sydney toward Unadilla. Call 563-9299. 563-9299.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
5:19 to go in the second quarter. Live here tonight from Sydney High School, Nate Lull with you on CDO. Unitigo boys leading Sydney 18-17. Here's Braden Beadle down the right side for Dean Reed. Beautiful give and go, and Beadle puts it home. He's got 8 points. And it's 20-17. Unitigo on top with 5:05 to go in the second quarter. And here is Kyle Smith. He is the point guard and the ball handler here for the Warriors. Passes to the far side for Zach Green. Little give and go back to Smith. Dribble drive into the paint. He's partially blocked. And Unitego comes out of the scrum with the ball, and Jared Smith. Smith down the left side. Stops, and now we'll give it back to Beadle. Gets in, hanging jumper is no good. Ethan Finch scoops up a rebound, but Beadle gets his paws on it. Almost stole it back before Finch will finally get control. Finch to the right side. Passes down low for Hoskins. Right block, up and in. Alex Hoskins, you get him down low on the block, he's going to be hard to stop. Such a physical player. And it's back to a one-point game. Unitego 20, Sydney 19 with 4:15 to go second quarter. And here is Unitego with the ball to Dean Reed at the high post all the way to the 10. Can't get it to go. The iron unkind and will have a foul on the rebound. It's going to be on Unitego's Zach Youngs. Here's the foul situation, folks. 7 for Sydney. That's the fourth on Unitego. So if Unitego can continue to drive to the basket, they could be finding themselves at the charity stripe if this game is still called pretty tightly. 4:05 to go, second quarter, 20-19 the score. Unitego on top of Sydney. Sydney trying to retake the lead. To the high post for Hoskins. Back out, Zach Green, jumper, rattled out. And another rebound here for Unitego. Great job by Jared Smith. Smith with a long pass ahead, down the sideline, just finding Dean Reed. Reed into the paint, up and in. This time he gets it to go. Dean Reed with 6. That was Jared Smith, the quarterback, you could say, there for Unitego. Sydney back the other way, up and in for Hoskins, and a foul. Hoskins again just weaving his way through traffic. Sydney beat that Unitego pressure at half court, and they found Hoskins, and it looked like it only took him about 2 steps to get from half court to the bucket. He was flying. Put it up and in. So 22-21 the score. Unitego on top. But Hoskins for Sydney at the line trying to tie it back up. It's good. And Hoskins puts it home. He's got 7. That's a game high. So we're tied at 22 with 3.5 to go second quarter. Here is Cooper Thayer to the left side. Thayer, dribble drive. Now he picks up his dribble. Back out for Jared Smith of Unitego. Little crossover. Smith with the ball. Back for Braden Beadle. Uses his speed. Hanging jumper in the lane. No good. Beams. The rebound. Right back up. Off the glass. Can't get it. Beams another try. This one is good. And he's fouled. Beams with a hustle. And that's 4 points for Beams. And the old-fashioned three-point play is an opportunity here for Derek Beams. And that was just simply he can out-jump anybody who was trying to stop him there. Beams gives Unitego a 24-22 lead, and the foul shot rattles out, and Hoskins grabs another one there for Sydney. So the Spartans leading the Warriors by 2. Sydney back the other way. Dawson back is for 3, can't get it to go. A rebound for the Spartans. Ahead for Braden Beadle. Beadle down the right side. 360 spin, but blocked out of bounds by Ethan Finch for the foul. 2:59 to go in the second. And Unitego leads 24-22, and it's a track meet right now here, folks. As Beadle's going to go to the line, and Finch with the foul. That's Sydney's 9th team foul in the first half. 5 on Unitego, if you're keeping track at home of those. And so Beadle will go to the line here. They're going to clean up a little spot on the floor here before we do the foul shots. Good time to remind you about Brian the Phono Guy. He's here tonight snapping pictures. You can find him on Facebook or his website, brianthephotoguy.photomerchant.com. That's photo with an F, brianthephotoguy.photomerchant.com, or easily find him on Facebook. Hundreds of thousands of local photos from high school sports, soccer and basketball, SUNY Delhi Sports, General Clinton Canoe Regatta, Oneonta Outlaws, and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Find him on Facebook today. The first foul shot no good for Beadle. Second one coming is good. So Braden Beadle now with 9 points. And Unitego's ahead 25-22 with 2:50 to go in the second quarter. Outside the three-point arc. Back for Zach Green. Gets into the paint. A kick out here for Dawson Backus. He's going to have to sling one back across the court. Finds Ethan Finch. They go down low. Turn around for Hoskins. His kiss off the glass is too hard. And Unitego with a rebound with 2.5 to go before the halftime break. Smith with a jumper, and he was off balance and couldn't get it to go. 2-on-1 back the other way for Sydney. Finch up and in. And no, they'll say it's another charge. And Mike Brzee is about to come unglued here for Sydney. But Unitego hustling back and taking another charge. That was Cooper Thayer sacrificing the body. And so wave off the basket, and that will be a foul there on Ethan Finch. So Sydney will get the ball back, and they lead 25-22 with 2:25 to go here in the second quarter. So Unitigo brings it down the floor with Beams. Back off for Braden Beadle. Down low, and a charge going the other way. Ethan Finch plants his feet in the floor and takes one right back, so Sydney will get the ball. And you know, a lot of times I feel like the officials always watch for those and see who's really going to sacrifice the body. Here is an out-of-town score to look for, folks. Cooperstown girls at the half, leading South Courtright 27-26. So it looks like we got a great game between Cooperstown and South Courtright at the halftime break over there at SK. We'll talk about more of that at halftime. Sydney with the ball, trailing 25-22. And they find Zach Green, pull-up jumper off the back rim, hit the rim twice, and now popping out of bounds. No, it'll be saved by Sydney's Alex Hoskins. Hoskins to the corner for Green. That's no good. And a rebound here for Unitigo. Unitigo going left to right, but the ball is tipped out of bounds, and it will stay here with the Spartans. 1:36 to go in the second quarter. Again, Case, you were wondering about that Cooperstown and South Courtright score. It's the Lady Hawkeyes leading South Courtright 27-26 at the break. Unitigo with the ball here, and a steal by Sydney. Here's Kyle Smith. Little pull-up jumper in transition, no good. But Hoskins, another rebound here for Sydney. And now another steal for Unitigo. Two-on-one if they can hurry for Braden Beadle. No good. Are we going to have a goaltending? Yes. And again, the Sydney coaching staff and fans about to come unglued. I don't think that ball was above the cylinder, but they are going to count it. And I believe that basket's going to be for Cooper Thayer. So he has five. And 1:10 to go here in the second quarter. Unitigo with the lead, 27-22. And here is Zach Green, but a foul on Unitigo. 1:05 to go in the second quarter. And again, the Sydney fans are just stunned. I really don't think that ball was above the cylinder. They call a goaltend on it. 1:05 to go in the second quarter. It's 27-22. Unitigo on top of Sydney on the road here in the MAC. And here is Zach Green to the line. Green is going to shoot two here for Sydney. First one is no good. Excuse me, that was just the 1-1. And so Beams, with the rebound, will bring it down the floor. Beams to the right side. Stops, trying to go up off the glass, but he's fouled there by Hoskins. Great jump stop there by Beams, and the pump fake got Hoskins in the air, and he got nailed. And so Beams will go to the line. He's got 4 points, looking to add to it, but he's been so effective on the glass here tonight. So 56 seconds to go in the second quarter. It's 27-22. Unitigo on top. Beams, the first shot, no good. Looked like it was about halfway down and then popped out. And these are the shots that Unitigo is going to need if they're going to want to hold Sydney off in the second half. You need these. And this one off the front rim, no good. So Beams misses both. Looks a little tired at the moment. Back the other way for Sydney, up off the glass, and Beams with a foul, as that was Kyle Smith trying to get to the rack. 50 seconds to go in the second quarter. It's 27-22. Unitigo on top of Sydney here on the road. Coming in on paper, it looked like Sydney might have the slight edge, but so far Unitigo has made it happen. Kyle Smith, the first shot up and good, and he has 7 points. Second one coming here. Smith, the point guard, and, you know, really becoming one of the leaders here for this Sydney team. Second one is good, so he's got 8. And Sydney's going to take a timeout. It's Unitigo 27, Sydney 24. We'll take a quick break as well and be right back on CDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley. Featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Nate Lull with you tonight, live here on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. 50 seconds to go in the second quarter here. Our halftime show coming up. And out of a timeout, Unitigo with the ball. They lead 27-24. 45 seconds to go now as the clock continues to tick, tick, tick. Here is Jared Smith, a three for Unitigo. Far side is off the mark. A rebound for Sydney. And safely into the hands here of Kyle Smith after the rebound was from Trevor Dutton. Now for Zach Green. Far side, back for Kyle Smith. Steps in, back for Green. 25 on the game clock, 20 on the shot clock. Out for Dutton, three, popped out. Rebound is on the floor. Unitigo will come away with Beams. And Beams, with 15 seconds, will bring it up the floor for Unitigo before the halftime break. Unitigo ahead by three. 27-24, and Unitigo wants a timeout. This will be a 30-second timeout for the Spartans. We'll step away for 30 as well here on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
8 seconds to go here before the halftime break. Sydney boys trailing at home 27-24 to Unitigo. Unitigo with the ball. They will inbound in their own offensive end of the floor, going left to right in front of the Sydney bench. Same side as the scorers table here. Unitigo's got to get it in before the 5 second count. They do to Cooper Thayer. Thayer. Kick out for Zach Carey. Three ball, no good. 2 seconds left. Can Sydney get a shot? Here's Dawson Backus at the buzzer. Got it. Dawson Backus. Are they going to say it's good? Yes, they do. Dawson Backus at the buzzer puts it in. 27-26. Was he fouled? No, they won't say he's fouled. Mike Brzee wanted a foul, and he is livid with the officials. But that's our halftime score. 27-26. It's the same as the Cooperstown and South Courtright score. Two games we're paying very close attention to. Cooperstown girls leading South Courtright at the half, 27-26, in a battle of two state-ranked girls teams up the road in South Courtright. Here in Sydney, it's Unitigo leading the Sydney boys 27-26. Halftime show coming up. I'm Nate Lull. Again, our halftime score, 27-26. Unitigo boys on top of Sydney. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on CDO.
You get up, you go out, and then you work hard in a day filled with dares and dreams and disasters. But you come home and recharge and re-enlist to do it all over again the next day. It is life, after all. The good, the bad, the thrilling. And we're here to help. Arabido. Energy for every part of life.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
Are you looking to buy or sell real estate locally? Need expert advice? Call Stacy Frazier at Keller Williams Realty, 31 Main Street in Oneonta.
Dealing in residential, land, and commercial listings, Keller Williams is there for you.
Providing the utmost marketing in today's real estate market, Stacy Frazier is a proud sponsor of local high school basketball on WCDO.
Willing all the local teams their best performance, especially the Franklin Purple Devils and Unitigo Spartans.
Call Stacy with your real estate questions locations today at 434-9538.
Or visit online at stacymfrazier.com.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. Visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. It's our Morabito Energy Products halftime report here on CDO, live from Sydney Central School. It's our halftime show with Unitigo leading Sydney 27-26. Heck of a first half here between the Spartans and the Warriors. We're being entertained by a little dance crew here at the halftime break. Always some great entertainment here in Sydney, that's for sure. So it's our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Morabito, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Let's go through our scoring summary. First for Sydney, they are led by 8 points from Kyle Smith, 7 points from Alex Hoskins, 6 from Ethan Finch, 2 from Zach Green, and 2 from Dawson Backus. I thought that Kyle Smith and Alex Hoskins really had very good first halves. Smith seems to be emerging as maybe a leader on this team on the floor and just so great with the ball in his hands. Alex Hoskins was an absolute monster on the glass. He's had his hands full dealing with Derek Beams, and the kid can jump out of the gym. So Hoskins with 7 points and doing a fantastic job. On the other side for Unitigo, 9 points from Braden Beadle. So impressed with his first step. He is so quick to get into the paint and in transition. 6 points for Dean Reed, 5 for Cooper Thayer, 4 for Derek Beams, 2 for Jared Smith, 1 for Zach Young. So that's the scoring summary here, with Unitigo leading 27-26. So just a great first half. Again, I thought that the Unitigo transition was a big factor here. They were able to get out and run with guys like Beadle and Smith. It was very, very interesting. And Beams, too, for being 6'6", you can see how much he's matured from last year. He can bring the ball up the floor. He's not afraid to step out, shoot those perimeter shots. And it's been tough to keep him off the glass as well. He hasn't hit his foul shots, though. That's been a very kind of eye-opening thing. He's usually very good from the line. And Derek Beams, if he can get that going in the second half, he'll have the complete package coming. For Sydney, the other way, they do, you know, kind of live and die by the three. I thought they shot a lot of them there in the first half, not really falling. That's where guys like Smith and Hoskins and Finch were doing a good job of getting inside. If they can do some more of that, maybe get somebody like Beams into foul trouble, that could really be a good recipe in the second half for Sydney. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back as the dance crew is just finishing up here. Bravo to them. We'll be right back. Again, 27-26, Unitigo leading Sydney, the boys, here on CDO at halftime. We'll be right back.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Your friends from RC Sales and Service proudly support local sports on WCDO. Good luck to area basketball teams, including the BG Girls JV team and Marissa Cuzzo. RC Sales and Service is on Route 7 in Sydney toward Unadilla. Along with Expert Auto Repair, they're the number one choice for 24-hour towing and wrecker service. Only the very best equipment, and Ralph is Wreckmaster certified. So if you're in a ditch, hit a deer, in an auto accident, or broken down on the side of the road, request the friendliest and most reliable towing service around. RC Sales and Service, Route 7 in Sydney toward Unadilla. Call 563-9299. 563-9299.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
The Morabito Energy Products halftime report here with the Unitego boys on the road, leading Sydney 27-26, a very entertaining first half. Braden Beadle with 9 points to lead Unitego. 8 on the other side for Kyle Smith for Sydney. Also 7 for Alex Hoskins, 6 for Ethan Finch. Beadle with 9 for Unitego, followed up by Dean Reed with 6, Cooper Thayer with 5, Derek Beams with 4. So again, just some out-of-town scores to go through. The Cooperstown girls, number 1 in Class C, leading South Courtright, who's number 2 in Class D, 27-26. That's a great game there tonight up in South Courtright. Some other scores to report. The Delhi girls winning 58-20 over Walton. That was a score that went final because of some of the quad games that the MAC does. The Afton girls defeating Harpersville 58-35. So those are just some of the out-of-town scores. We'll have many more for you as well as the night goes on. Just some of those earlier games are done because they are quad games. I do have a note from the Afton boys game here tonight as they are taking on Harpersville. Afton only suiting up 5 guys for tonight's game. They've had some injuries and things like that, and they've been down to 6 or 7, but with 5 tonight, so that is rare to see. We'll hope they'll make it through that game without anybody fouling out. We'll take one last quick break. We'll come back. It's 27-26 at the halftime break. Unitego on top of Sydney here on CDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
The Amsterdam Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the third quarter here tonight on CDO. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us. Also WCDOsports.com, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. Both student sections on their feet to start the second half as Unitego will have the ball and a one-point lead. Unitego now will go right to left on your radio dial to start this second half. They're in the road, dark green uniforms with the white trim. So it's Unitego in white lettering across the front of the chest. Sydney in the home whites with the maroon trim. Says Sydney in maroon lettering across the front of the uniform there. So Unitego with the ball. Braden Beadle right to the bucket. It's deflected by Colin Carl. Sydney will come away with it. Again, going left to right. And they'll cross the big Sydney S here with Kyle Smith into the corner for Dutton. And they'll reverse it out. Unitego came out in a 1-3-1, which was a little tricky here to start the contest. Let's see what they come out in here. Looks like they're going to stick with it. And a steal by Braden Beadle, but a travel, they'll say, as he was off to the races. I tell you, sometimes he's too quick for his own good. Appears that he shuffled his feet at midcourt, and the ball will go back to Sydney. So we're 30 seconds into the third quarter, still a 27-26 lead for Unitego. Anybody's ball game here. As the Warriors have the ball with Zach Green, they pass down low, right block for Colin Carl. Pump fake goes up. And a foul on Dean Reed, and boy, that's a tough one. Looks like Dean Reed was standing straight up, but the Zebra Crew disagrees. Two shots coming for Colin Carl of Sydney, and cheers of "you can't do that" from the Sydney student section. So here is Colin Carl with 1 point so far tonight. And he'll miss the first foul shot. Both teams have struggled from the line here tonight. 7:21 to go, third quarter. 27-26 the score. Second shot coming for Colin Carl is good. So he has 2 points on the night. We're knotted up at 27 apiece. And Jared Smith will walk it down the floor here for Unitigo. And passes to the left side outside the three-point line. Sydney has switched it up there in a 2-3 after going man-to-man the whole first half. Braden Beadle, a three ball, is off the mark, no good. And the Warriors are there to pick up the loose change. Down the left side of the floor here for Colin Carl. For Dutton, left side baseline drive. Little Dr. J finger roll, no good. Gets his own rebound, but was stepping on the line. And so possession goes back to the Spartans. Kind of a slow start to the start of this third quarter here. Assistant coach Donnie Pierce trying to get Sydney fired up here on defense. Unitigo with the ball going right to left, and a steal by Zach Green, and he'll look to run here for the Warriors. Green down the right side of the floor. Nice dish off to Colin Carl, up and in. Carl with four, and Green drew all the defense over to him, then zipped it over to Colin Carl, who was there to put it home. Sydney leads 29-27 with 6.5 to go in the third. Here is Beadle, one-handed pass back over Jared Smith. Deep three. Not enough spice on that one. It's short and a rebound for Sydney. Little 360 for Trevor Dutton, up and in. Dutton puts it home, and a timeout for Unitigo. And Mike Brzee and his staff are fired up. First bucket of the night for Dutton, and we'll take a break. 6:17 to go in the third. Sydney leads Unitigo 31-27 here on CDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Unitigo with the ball out of the timeout as we get back underway. Nate Lull with you tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Here is Smith for Beams on the left side as they get it into the offensive end of the floor. And a traveling violation here on Jared Smith. Unitigo's got to get it together here to hang around in this game. They trail 31-27. And Sydney has the ball going left to right. And Kyle Smith will walk it up the floor. Again, crossing the big Sydney S at midcourt. Here's Dutton back for Smith. High post for Hopkins. Kick out here for Green. The three is no good. And Smith with a big rebound here for the Spartans. And now to for Derek Beams as he comes across half court. He was tripped up there. The reason for my chuckle there is he got tied up. Both guys went spilling down to the floor. And the ball will stay here with Unitigo after the foul. That one is going to be on Trevor Dutton. It just kind of looked like the Tasmanian devil there with the two guys at half court who got tied up. And so Unitigo with the ball going right to left. And here is Unitigo going to the right side with Braden Beadle. Back for Jared Smith. Smith, a step in three off the back iron. No good. Dean Reed with a big rebound. Sophomore into the paint, up and in. Big bucket there just when Unitigo needed it. Dean Reed has 8 points, cuts it back to a two-point game, 31-29. Pass across the floor for Dutton, left side. That one's off the front rim. Zach Green with a rebound. Down low, and he'll say he traveled. Nice rebound. He was following the shot beautifully, but he stepped on the line, and now Green will come out, and Ethan Finch will come in with 5:09 to go in the third quarter. It's 31-29. Sydney leading Unitigo here live from Sydney High School tonight as Braden Beadle will walk it up the floor here for the Spartans. To the left side for Jared Smith. Smith will zip it back over to Beadle. And again, back for Smith. Left side baseline, thought about a two, but instead passes back up top. Beadle, baseline drive, stripped out of there, and Colin Carl ends up with the basketball. And Sydney brings it up the floor again, going left to right. Down the right wing is Kyle Smith. Smith with the ball. Picks up his dribble. Now for Ethan Finch. Finch, a pass back up top, stolen away by Braden Beadle, but he couldn't track it down before the ball goes slicing out of bounds, so it will stay with Sydney. But boy, Beadle is so quick. He got to that one, and if he could have kept it in bounds, he would have been off to the races. 4:37 to go in this third quarter. It's Sydney 31, Unitigo 29. The Spartans trying to hang around and maybe pull off a big upset here tonight in the MAC. And here is Sydney with the ball. Down low for Colin Carl. Off his fingertips. And Cooper Thayer comes away for Unitigo. Tried a long pass ahead, but deflected out of bounds there by Kyle Smith, but will stay with Unitigo. And here is Jared Smith as he gets the inbounds pass from Thayer. Right back to him. Little give and go into the corner here for Beadle. Back out for Smith. He wants that three. Instead goes back to Beadle in the corner in front of the Unitigo bench. Back for Smith. Tries to pass down low. You cannot pass over the top of Alex Hoskins. And a steal there for Sydney. He just jumps up too quick to get it over him. Finch will leave one back off. Hands it for Kyle Smith. Smith now for Dutton. Dutton to the high post for Hoskins. Down low, left baseline. On the block for Colin Carl. Goes up, right-handed layup, no good. Beams with the rebound, and he's fouled. Beams is just too hard to get around. He's been blocking everybody out. Colin Carl couldn't do it. And that's going to be the third foul there on Colin Carl. So 3:48 to go, third quarter. It's 31-29. Unitigo trailing by two on the road here against Sydney. The gym has been a little quiet here in this third quarter. Surprising with both student sections in full roar here tonight. And now a steal by Sydney. Ethan Finch will pick a pocket and leave it off here for Kyle Smith. He's over the timeline at half court and will hand it off to Dutton. Dutton on the left side, back for Smith. Bounce pass into the corner for Finch. 20 on the shot clock and a steal for Unitigo. Now Cooper Thayer down the right side, trying to go coast to coast. Too fast for his own good. Lost the ball and Sydney comes away. Back down the right wing is Kyle Smith. Smith into the corner, feeding Ethan Finch. Long three, off the mark, no good. Dutton, the rebound, low for Hoskins. It's in. Hoskins with nine, and Dutton did all the work there, grabbed the rebound, flipped it right back to Hoskins, who was wide open for the right-handed layup. And so it's 33-29. Unitigo trailing by four on the road here at Sydney. Beadle has the ball to the left side and finds Jared Smith. Back up for Beadle. Beadle holding on to it for Cooper Thayer. To the high post. They go down low for Beams. He goes up, was thinking about the dunk, but instead puts it in. Beams with six, and he almost flushed that one down, but instead just kind of dropped it in. It's 33-31 with 2:25 to go in the third. Here's Dutton, a pull-up jumper. That's off the back rim, and it touched the top of the backboard, so it's out of bounds. Steven Smith is going to check into the game now for Colin Carl for Sydney. 2:19 to go, and it's still a two-point ball game here in the third quarter. 33-31 the score. Sydney on top by two. Here is Beadle to the top of the key, and now a timeout here for Unitigo and head coach Cal Locke. He wants to set up a play. 2:13 to go in the third, 33-31. Sydney on top of Unitigo. We'll be right back here on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online, nycm.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
2:10 to go in the third quarter. Out of the timeout, Unitigo with the ball. They trail 33-31 in the third quarter. Down low for Dean Reed. He passes inside for Derek Beams. Tipped away and a steal for Sydney. Kyle Smith down the floor for Hoskins. Up, can't get it to go. Steven Smith, the rebound. Passes it back out. Sydney might have got away with a travel there from Stephen Smith, but the play continues on and a fresh shot clock here for the Warriors. Here is Kyle Smith. He splits a double team and gets a foul. They'll say that was Braden Beadle with a block. And let's see. That's going to be his fourth. And so Cal Locke, is he going to roll the dice here and keep Braden Beadle in? He's such a big contributor here. Beadle with a team-high 9 points. He's going to keep him in. 33-31 the score. Sydney on top by two. Into the corner now for Ethan Finch. They reverse it against this 1-3-1 zone. To the high post. Now for Stephen Smith. Down low, up, and he's fouled. Good job by Smith to get it at the high post, turn around and go down low. He's so tall and lanky. The sophomore here will go to the line. And so that's going to be a foul on Cooper Thayer for Unitigo, his first. Team foul situation, 3 for Unitigo, 2 for Sydney in the second half. First foul shot is up and good for Stephen Smith, the 6'1" sophomore wearing number 10. So Sydney leading 34-31 with a minute 25 to go in the third. Second one for Stephen Smith, no good. Guess who? Hoskins a rebound, but then stolen away by Jared Smith. Great hustle there for Unitigo's Jared Smith to strip it from Hoskins. Smith to the right side, zips it across the top of the zone for Beadle. Beadle outside the three-point line, right back for Smith. Smith, bounce pass for Cooper Thayer. Thought about a three, thought better of it. With 15 on the shot clock, they try to work it down low, and it's intercepted by Ethan Finch of Sydney. 1 minute to go, third quarter. Sydney ahead 34-31. Here is Kyle Smith holding on for Dutton. Dutton outside the three-point line, back for Smith. Smith barking out signals, looking like Peyton Manning out there. Now for Finch, and back to Smith in the corner. For Dutton, baseline drive, tried to float it up over beams, not going to happen. And on the baseline, will they say this is a foul? They will. Hoskins came down with the rebound, tried to pass out of it, but they'll say that the Unitigo defender down low was pushing him out, so that's a foul against the Spartans. That's Dean Reed's fourth foul, too. That's who they get it on. So 38 seconds to go, third quarter. Sydney gets it in. Ethan Finch from downtown dials long distance and puts it in. Finch with 9, and Sydney with a 37-31 lead. What a momentum shifter there. Ball out of bounds, and is it going to go back to Sydney? Yes, it will. Unitigo casually bringing it in to the offensive end of the floor. They lost it, rolled out of bounds, and we'll go right back to Sydney. So the last 26 seconds here of this third quarter could be a big momentum shift if the Warriors can get a bucket. They lead 37-31, 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Right side here for Dutton, back for Kyle Smith. Smith closely guarded by Zach Youngs. And back up top here for Dutton to the high post for Hoskins. Kick out for Finch. Back to Dutton. Shot clock is off. 5 seconds left in the corner for Finch. Another pull-up three. It's short. Stephen Smith, the rebound. Back for Hoskins at the buzzer. No good. End of the third. It's 37-31. Sydney reclaiming the lead. Only 4 points in the third quarter there for Unitigo. So good defense by the Warriors. Again, Sydney 37. Unitigo 31. I'm Nate Lowell. Fourth quarter coming up here on CDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter here on CDO, live from Sydney Central School. It's 37-31. The Warriors leading the Spartans here in a key boys-MAC matchup tonight. Sydney is currently in the fourth spot for the playoffs. They're trying to keep that, if not improve it, with a win here tonight. Unitigo trying to work their way into the top four. Sydney with the ball, going left to right. Into the corner for Finch. Left side, three, no good. Rebound for Braden Beadle. So right now you have Beadle playing with four fouls out there for Unitigo. Dean Reed also with four for Unitigo, but he's safely on the bench at the moment. And Beadle to the top of the key for Unitigo. Dribble, drive to the bucket, can't get it to go. Beams down low, lost it, and out of bounds, and it goes to Sydney. So Derek Beams with 6 points. He's been a force on the glass, but has not scored the points like we're used to seeing. He's usually up in the 16, 17, 18-point range. Cooper Thayer goes to the bench, and let's see who comes in. Zach Carey for Unitigo. Sydney going left to right. 7:15 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney 37, Unitigo 31. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO. Here's Stephen Smith for Sydney. Down low for Hoskins, up and in. Made it look easy, and Hoskins is into double figures. He's got 11. It's 39-31, 7 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Left side, Braden Beadle. Had it, lost it, kicked out of bounds, and will stay with Unitigo. Good defense there by the Warriors. And Unitigo will inbounds directly by their own bench as they go right to left here in the fourth quarter. They're in the dark green with the white trim. Sydney's in the home whites with the maroon trim. Here is Braden Beadle at the timeline at half court. They pass it down low for Zach Young. Down the baseline, he tries to go up. It's partially blocked by Hoskins, and the Warriors come away with the ball. Dean Reed's going to check back in. Cal Locke needs to get some size back in there for the Spartans, he says. Up for Kyle Smith. Now for Steven Smith at the high post. Works his way down low and beams. Knocks it out of there. Swats it away with the paw. But a steal right back for Sydney. Here is Kyle Smith. 3-on-2 if they can hurry. Smith to the bucket, up and in. Kyle Smith with 10 points. Unbelievable. It's 41-31. Back the other way for Unitigo, but a steal right back here for Sydney. Here's Dutton down the left side. Passes off for Hoskins. And now Sydney will pull it out to try to slow it down and set up the offense. Now they'll go right back inside. Steven Smith, and he traveled. 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and Sydney leads 41-31. Things have started to get away from Unitigo a little bit here as we start the fourth quarter. They need a bucket, and they need it now on this next possession. Beadle playing with four fouls, has to be careful. He will bring it up the floor as well as Jared Smith for Unitigo. Smith for Zach Carey, down low for Beams. Beams on the baseline at the right block. Goes across for Dean Reed, into the paint, little pull-up jumper, good. Dean Reed with 10 points. And let's see, a timeout is taken here with 5:42 to go in the fourth. It's going to be a full timeout for Unitigo. Sydney leads 41-33 in Boys Mac action. I'm Nate Lull, and I'll be right back here on CDO.
Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney and Morris have delicious lunch specials that can't be beat. Every Monday through Saturday from 11 till 4, get any large cold hero and small soda for just $6, or two slices of cheese pizza and small soda for only $4. And every Tuesday, enjoy Roma's spaghetti and meatball dinner for two, now for just $10.95. At Roma's, you'll always get incredible food at great prices. Be sure to check out their full menu at romapizza.biz. Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney and Morris. Delivery always available. Open 7 days a week.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
5:42 to go in the fourth quarter. Nate Lull with you here on CDO, and the Sydney boys leading Unitigo 41-33. It's been a whale of a game. Let's see how it finishes up here tonight. Sydney with the ball going left to right. To the right side for Ethan Finch. Finch outside the three-point line, passes back up for Kyle Smith. And to the far side, now to the high post, left wing side for Hoskins. Can't get it to go. Hit the rim twice. Ball on the floor, and Unitigo with a rebound. Jared Smith streaks down the right side. His pass with too much spice on it through the hands of Braden Beadle, and it zips out of bounds, and the ball goes back to Sydney. Unitigo needs to get a couple of good, solid possessions, score the basketball, and get a couple of stops as well, but Sydney has looked strong in the second half. Warriors with the ball to the high post for Colin Carl. Back out, Trevor Dutton, left side as Sidney goes left to right. Right side, baseline. Steps in for two, Ethan Finch. Instead, passes back up, top of the key. Now to the foul line. Down low, left block, up and in for Hoskins. Alex Hoskins with 13. That's a game high. Sidney leads 43-33 with 4:45 to go, fourth quarter. Beadle wants a three ball. The lefty can't get it to go. It was short. And now Sidney looking to take some of the air out of this Unitigo team. Back to the left side. Dutton, one-handed pass into the left baseline corner for Hoskins. Passes back up for Dutton, top of the key. Intercepted. Two-on-one for Unitigo. Smith back for Beadle, up and in. And Beadle's into double figures. He has 11. It's 43-35. Sidney on top of Unitigo with 4:15 to go. Now to the high post. Sidney with the ball. Colin Carl back out here for Kyle Smith. Sidney's going to go to the bench here with Dawson Backus at the next whistle. Back for Ethan Finch. Right side three off the back iron, and Unitigo a rebound. So the Spartans have life here if they can get a bucket on this possession. Here's Jared Smith. Dumps one off. Dean Reed up and in. Dean Reed now with 12 points for Unitigo, and it's 43-37. We got a ball game, folks, with 3:45 to go. Chance of defense here from the Unitigo student section to the high post. Hoskins goes down low, intercepted by Dean Reed. Unitigo gets it back. And now Unitigo has to be smart. They go to Beadle. That's to the high post now for Beams. Down low, up, and he's fouled. And Derek Beams is going to go to the line, and the Unitigo bench exploding onto the floor here. They're pumped up. Beams is going to go to the line with 3:28 to go. Two from the charity stripe here for Derek Beams, the 6'6 senior with 6 points. He's been a monster on the glass, folks. Again, normally a double-figure scorer, and he might end that way by the end of the night, but the foul shots have been a problem, and the first one won't go down here for Beams. 43-37, still the score. Backus comes in for Dutton here for Sidney and head coach Mike Brzee with 3.5 to go. Second one coming here for Beams. This is a big one from the line, and it's off the rim. No good. Beams can't get it to go, and Sidney with the ball in a 43-37 lead. Here's Kyle Smith, the floor general here for the Warriors. Some tough in-your-face defense here from Jared Smith. Smith on Smith. To the left side, backboard, Dawson Backus. He has it outside the three-point arc, tries to go across the top of the zone with the skip pass. Punched out of bounds by Dean Reed. It will remain with the Warriors with 14 on the shot clock. 3:06 to go in the fourth. It's 43-37. Sidney leading Unitigo. Warriors looking to get the ball in, and they will, to Ethan Finch. Finch to the right side for Kyle Smith. Smith with 10 on the shot clock. Now finds Dawson Backus. Let's see how aware they are. Smith gets it back, pulls up, three. No good. Finch the rebound. Kicks it back out. Long two for Backus. Swish! Dawson Backus for two, and he's got 4 points. It's 45-37 with 2:40 to go in the fourth. Unitigo back down the floor, and the ball is ricocheted out of bounds by Sidney. We'll stay with Unitigo. Jared Smith was trying to pass, and Backus got his fingertips on it, popped it up in the air and out of play. So Unitigo now has got to get the ball in here. They chuck one to the far side of the court for Zach Carey. They had no other options. That was suffocating defense there by Sidney. And a turnover here. With 2:40 to go in the fourth quarter, Sidney gets it back. They lead 45-37. And so Sidney with the ball. They go down low for Hoskins. He goes up, blocked by Beams. Ball loose on the floor. Both teams wrestling and scrambling. It pops free, and Unitigo comes away. They're looking to run. Right side for Smith to the bucket. Got it, and a foul. And the student section comes alive for Unitigo. Jared Smith puts it home, and he's got a chance for a three-point play. With 2:21 to go, it's 45, and this should be 39. Let's see if they change the score here in just a second. But Unitigo's going to take a timeout. 2:21 to go in the fourth quarter. Sidney on top of Unitigo. We'll be right back here on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Sydney Boys leading Unitego 45-39, but Unitego at the line, and they can't finish off the three-point play, but Beams with a rebound, goes up, no foul is called, the ball loose on the floor, and Sydney comes away. Here's Ethan Finch, and he wisely puts on the brakes, slows it down. Now they pass inside for Colin Carl, back for Hoskins, left-handed layup, and he blows it. Rebound, though, for Carl, and he puts it in. Colin Carl with 6 points, and Sydney leads 47-39 with 2 minutes to go. Can Unitego get a furious comeback, and now a steal by Sydney? Ethan Finch maybe just stealing the thoughts of a comeback away there. Left side for Backus. Sydney willing to take their time and chew up some clock here as it goes tick, tick, tick. Back out for Backus. 20 on the shot clock. 1:35 to go in the fourth. Back out for Finch. Far side for Backus. Almost a steal for Unitego. Sydney trying to take advantage. Down low for Carl. Up and in. He's got 8 points, and Sydney leads 49-39 with a minute 20 to go. Again, pressure defense coming here from Sydney. Dean Reed, though, beats it down low and in. Dean Reed with 14 in the timeout taken by Unitego with a minute 17 to go. Sydney 49, Unitego 41. We'll be right back on CDO.
Athletes Therapeutic Riding of Otigo is a proud sponsor of local high school sports on WCDO. Located on County Highway 5 between Otigo and Gilbertsville, Athelis Therapeutic Riding offers various equine-assisted activities to individuals with physical, mental, and emotional challenges in a caring, relaxed atmosphere. The goal at Athelis is to improve quality of life through activities with horses. The friendly staff at Athelis wishes all the best to student-athletes from Franklin, Unitego, and GMU. Find more information by calling 783-2321 or online at athelistherapeuticriding.org. Sponsored by Stacy M. Frazier, your real estate professional in the Tri-Town area.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
1:17 to go in the fourth quarter. 49-41 is the score. If you're still looking for updates from Cooperstown and South Courtright, we should have that in our postgame show. Haven't heard a final yet. We will pass that along as soon as we have it. But again, 49-41 the score. Sydney Boys on top of Unitego here tonight on CDO. Also WCDOsports.com, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. You can go back anytime in our game audio archive and listen to these games courtesy of SFCU. Sydney with the ball. They move it ahead here for Dawson Backus, and he's intentionally fouled by Derek Beams with 1:12 to go. So now it comes down to, can Sydney make some foul shots to try to put the icing on the cake? That's what it's going to come to eventually, as they'll foul Backus again. 1 second comes off the clock. Still 49-41. That's 16 fouls on Unitego now, 4 on Sydney. So we'll be looking for another quick foul here, which will send the Warriors to the line. Backus trying to get it in. He will to Hoskins. Dumps one off here to Kyle Smith, who was fouled by Jared Smith. Smith on Smith crime right there, folks, with 1:08 to go. So Jared Smith, his first foul, and this will send Kyle Smith for Sydney to the line. So he'll be shooting 1-1 with 1:08 to go here in the fourth. The Sydney boys leading 49-41. They're sitting in fourth place in the MAC standings right now with just about 2 weeks to go, and they're trying to solidify that fourth spot. First shot is up and good here for Kyle Smith. He's got 11. Second one coming as Sydney leads by 9 with 1:08 to go. So here is Smith at the line. Second one popped out. No good. Colin Carl the rebound, but they're going to stay over the back. So 107 to go now. And again, Sydney up by 9, 50-41. And Unitigo's going to need a quick bucket and need it fast, but Sydney wants to take a timeout in the meantime. 107 to go in the fourth. It's 50-41. Sydney boys on top of Unitigo. We'll be right back on CDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Back underway, and just as we come back from break, a travel for Unitigo gives the ball right back to Sydney. Sydney trying to eat some time off the clock. Ethan Finch goes in, makes the layup, and he's fouled. Ethan Finch with 11 points, and he'll go to the charity stripe to try to complete the three-point play. Sydney leading 52-41 with under a minute to go now. 58 seconds left to be exact. Finch to the line, and this has been a hard-fought game for Dean Reed as he will foul out here tonight. Great effort from the sophomore with a team-high 14 points for Unitigo. So 58 seconds to go, and here's Finch to the line. Ethan Finch trying for the three-point play, and he got it. So Finch now with 12 points. Unitigo brings it down. Do they have one last gasp of air in the tank? They put it up. No good. Beams the rebound. He can't get it to go. Beams another chance. Again, it falls out. And that's when you know it's just not going to be your fourth quarter, when 2 point blank chances won't go down. A rebound for Hoskins, and he is fouled with 43 seconds to go. Beams has done everything tonight here for Unitigo, but has not been able to score at some crucial times. He has 6 points, but you cannot fault him for anything he has done on the floor tonight. Just a full, huge effort tonight for Unitigo and for Beams. Not many people expected them to be in this game, and it's been pretty tight the whole way. Hoskins' first one is good. So Hoskins with 14. The final score is going to make it look like maybe Sydney won this easily, but it was far from that. The Warriors, trailing by one at the half, really had to work for it. Second one for Hoskins, no good, and another rebound here for Beams. Beams sprinting down the floor, finds Jared Smith, pulls up, 10-footer, no good. Rebound for Zach Youngs, but he lost it to Hoskins, and an outlet pass here for Kyle Smith. Back for Hoskins, streaks up the right side, passes off into the corner for Dawson Backus. 20 seconds to go, Kyle Smith holding the ball. And a 54-41 lead here for Sydney. They are just going to work it around with 15 on the shot clock. It's almost identical with the game clock. And Sydney is going to walk away with a huge victory here tonight against Unitigo. 54-41 looks to be our final score. Big one tonight here at home for the Warriors. That'll do it. Sydney 54, Unitigo 41. Excellent game here tonight. But Sydney walks away with the victory. We'll come back with our post-game show in just a couple of minutes here on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back here, folks. It's our post-game show. And, folks, I'm devastated because they just brought over the talking head from the student section, and my mouth is completely broken off my face. This is devastating news. How can you be a radio guy with no mouth? That's unbelievable. I hope that they will be able to fix that for tomorrow's game between the Unitigo girls and the Sydney girls. We'll be right back here tomorrow night, folks. And they claim they're going to fix it, so we'll see here tomorrow night. I guess that was just the extent of their exciting cheering over there. They ripped my mouth off. So excellent job there tonight by the Sydney student section as they were alive and well tonight. And, boy, that was a great showing by both student sections here tonight, who really had a lot of fun. Again, our final score, 54-41. Sydney boys holding on to take down Unitigo in a game that was a one-point ball game at the half and just a ton of fun to watch here tonight live in Sydney. Let's do our scoring summary. First for the Sydney Warriors, they are led by 14 points from Alex Hoskins, 12 from Ethan Finch, 11 from Kyle Smith, 8 from Colin Carl, 4 from Dawson Backus, 2 from Zach Green, 2 from Trevor Dutton, and 1 from Stephen Smith. On the other side for Unitigo, 14 for Dean Reed, 11 for Braden Beadle, 6 for Derek Beams, 5 for Cooper Thayer, 4 for Jared Smith, 1 for Zach Youngs. Let's get into our three awards here tonight, but before I do that, folks, if you're looking for that Cooperstown South Courtright score, Cooperstown girls escape on the road at SK 50-46. It was a one-point ball game at the half. I guess Cooperstown, from what I'm told, went up by 15. South Courtright made a furious rally back in the game, but Cooperstown able to hold on. Again, Cooperstown is the number one team in the girls' New York State Class C rankings. South Courtright is ranked number two in Class D. There were two teams that went to the state finals a year ago, Cooperstown winning it all in Class C, and Courtright was the runner-up for the girls. And they've had a nice little rivalry going. Of course, South Courtright knocked off Cooperstown last year, and now Cooperstown has won two times in a row against South Courtright, but they've both been very good games this year. That one tonight was up at South Courtright, again, 50-46. Cooperstown defeating South Courtright girls. Those two teams, we'll be seeing a lot of them down the road, I'm sure, in sectionals and maybe into the state tournament again. Let's do our three awards here tonight for this one. Again, our final score, Sydney boys winning against Unitigo at home, 54-41. It's time for our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports in our area. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. Let's give that tonight to Alex Hoskins from Sydney, a team-high 14 points, did an absolutely great job and was just a monster on the boards, had his hands full with Dawson Backus, with Derek Beams tonight on the boards, and just did a fantastic job. And let's give him, Alex Hoskins, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award here tonight. Our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. NBT Mang Insurance, our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. I want to give that to Dean Reed tonight from Unitigo. 14 points for the Spartans. Dean Reed, he's just a sophomore. I thought he did an excellent job down low. He did end up fouling out of the game, but he was physical the whole time, was great on the boards, just did a lot of the little things. And he got that bloody nose early in the game, was able to fight through it and come back in. So Dean Reed from Unitigo, our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award tonight. Finally, our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season, reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that award tonight. Really, it came down to two players, but I want to give it to Kyle Smith tonight from Sydney. 11 points. You could have also given it to Ethan Finch, who had 12, but I thought Smith did everything, was cool, calm, and collected, held the ball very well, and brought it up against this Sydney, or this Unitigo pressure defense. They sat in that 1-3-1 a lot of the night, and they were all over the place. He did an excellent job. So Kyle Smith, our award winner tonight, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. So again, our final score, Sydney boys winning over Unitigo 54-41. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our WCDO studios. We'll be back here tomorrow night, a 7:15 tip-off between the same two teams, but for the girls. And that should be a great matchup as well. And then later in the week, we will have Sydney and Bainbridge Guilford on Friday and Saturday, both boys and girls. It's going to be a great week of rivalry games here on CDO. Again, 54-41, Sydney defeats Unitigo in boys action. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from CDO Sports.